It's Town 102. How are you doing? Good morning. And hello, news team. How are we?
Morning. I'm all right. Okay. All right. I like that song. It's all right, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Yeah. Have a listen to this. See what you make of this. Does this conjure up images of great British music? Yes, it's Eurovision time very soon, and we've heard the news today.
Yes.
That Ingelberg Humperdinck, who's 75, is going to represent Wyoming up against Jedward.
He's up against Jedward?
Yes.
Is
well,
he?
He's up against every
didn't
other
country. He's up
Well, he's not in there on his own, obviously.
No, it's not just Jedward and us, although we might win it then. Maybe we should ban other countries from Eurovision. Do you think that's the idea?
Oh, do you know, I haven't watched that for years.
Well, that's not very patriotic, is it?
Well,
the Queen goes to all that bother of inviting those countries to go into a song contest and you don't even bother to
well,
watch.
Well, to be honest, it used to be a big thing when I was growing up.
It's a massive thing for everyone in Britain.
I know it is, but still, it's all political now. Have we got a chance of winning it?
Only if we invade Europe. Basically, that's the only answer. If they don't vote for us, I think we're going to have to invade. Don't
should,
you?
Should we enter
well,
it?
I don't know, really. I've got really fond memories of... Why are you laughing at me again? I've got really fond memories of Eurovision. I once went to a Eurovision song party.
Oh, no, they're horrific.
Well, it was quite good fun. I was only about 11.
Oh, that's all right when you're 11.
I wasn't usually allowed out of the house at that point.
I found myself at a Eurovision party some years back. It was... Well, I mean, you know, the old campometer, the needle was broken.
Did you dress up, like, as a different country or something?
I went as ABBA, all of them. I had a beard on one side and a high heel on the other. I limped everywhere. Ruined my ankles.